Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Been coming at you for over a decade, so if you are a longtime listener and this is just your normal stop of the week, welcome aboard, welcome back. We are so happy that you've been listening to us. We bring the show for you. If you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. We go out and search the community, including our local county behavioral health, and all over the place for the best wellness radio for the Imperial Valley. Put it together, bring it to you, a lot of support. We've got our producer, Mario Espinosa, in the room, and he's watching the board, but then he also kind of cleans us up at the end. You know, he's probably going to take this part. We're good. Welcome back. We are joined today by Joaquin Zambrano. He's an Adult Services Program Supervisor for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. And we're going to bring, this is another one of our shows that we bring from time to time about our evidence-based practices. And, you know, for those of you who are going, well, okay, what's that? Evidence-based practices are a real shift in the last 15, 20 years of behavioral health and mental health services in particular. And what they are deliberate, planned, processed ways of treating people that have already shown themselves in research and double-blind studies through a lot of different levels of scrutiny to work consistently for the problems that they are provided for. And that's a real difference. I mean, you know, I don't know if you guys go back as far as I do, but you can remember, you know, Woody Allen getting like 1,800 years of Freudian therapy on a couch and making jokes about it, and he, in the end, didn't probably turn out okay. But now you get in there, you do what you got to do, you deal with what you got to deal with, and life gets back to where it could be and where it should be. And that is one of the things I think that we see working in behavioral health, is that this commitment to evidence-based practices restores lives and gives people purpose and meaning and a way to manage. I mean, you know, which one of us doesn't need a way to manage our lives, because lives have ups and downs, lives have stressors, lives have difficult decisions, and ultimately practicing and managing in ways that help us, that make it easier, that make it more effective, that make us better friends and neighbors and family members and partners, it's all good, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the intro.
Long drum roll there.
It was. But yes, happy to be here. And like you mentioned, you know, this model, moral recognition therapy, is an evidence-based. It's based on cognitive behavioral therapy, which is something that this agency thrives on. And, of course, to help out any age population, whether it's children, youth and young adults, older adults. So
I get people running to the computer trying to type this in. Moral recognition.
Yes. So, yeah,
what is recognition?
So it's funny, if you try to type it in, it'll probably try to divert you over to recognition or something else, or on Word it'll underline it red, like we mentioned earlier. So recognition, prior to common use of the term ego in psychology in the 1930s, it was employed to describe the consciousness and the process of decision making and purposeful behavior. Okay. What that means, you know, is that it was chosen because they were going to try to change the way we think.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I ask people when they ask me about this therapy model, by a show of hands, who's made a bad decision in their life?
You mean today? Or?
Exactly, right? Something common. We're human. It's human nature, right? Can't be perfect. What was being studied was that the individual was making a lot more common mistakes, a lot of mistakes and bad decision-making that was causing them or putting them at risk of not only hurting themselves but others.
I get a question.
Yes.
So bad decision-making. I can think of two basic versions in my own personal experience. the bad decision making that I didn't really realize it was a bad decision until afterwards, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, I didn't realize there was a police officer sitting at that red light when I decided to go at a late yellow, right?
Right, yeah.
Or the bad decision where it's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to do this because right now this is what I want to do. And so I'm actually kind of giving myself permission to make a less effective, less helpful decision right then because
right.
I'm just grouchy or whatever.
Maybe going off impulse.
Yeah. Very good example.
Yeah. And so, you know, we of course try to be raised with good values, good morals, and of course that's the whole morality thing that comes into play with this, is that maybe the individual or individuals just didn't learn which is right and from wrong.
Well, for people who are commonly doing that, right?
Yes. I mean,
again, all of us trip and fall.
Yeah, of course. But what, like I said earlier, when it puts you at risk of getting incarcerated or engaging in criminal behavior, as it's noted,
right?
That's where this model can help to try to teach the individual what they're doing and how they can change their behavior in order to prevent from them being at risk of, again, hurting themselves, putting them confined maybe for the rest of their lives, or even hurting family, friends, loved ones.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.